At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show. It's Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon tonight. Tonight's show, of course, brought to you by TireRack.com. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Steve, I've been talking for approximately 18 seconds right now. Do we have an update on Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? In the last 18 seconds, hit refresh. Have we missed anything? Is he a Jet yet?
That's right. And when you're a Jet, as the song goes. No, we don't expect anything to happen this week, right? I mean, you're even a Jets fan and a little extreme in that regard, as anybody who's listened 5 seconds to the show knows. We're not expecting anything this week, right?
Hit refresh again.
We're dealing with Aaron Rodgers here. You're thinking he's not going to drag this out another couple of days? The league year hasn't started yet?
Hit refresh again. We may have hit refresh again. Hit refresh again. Maybe
Nope, I don't see anything.
No. You're refreshing again. So today, yes, you probably woke up to the same exciting news I did, that the Jets were feeling incredibly optimistic, a growing amount of optimism that they will land Aaron Rodgers. And then there's some reports the last couple of
this
hours.
This qualifies as incredibly exciting news if you're a Jets fan.
Think about this, though. We are on the cusp of Aaron Rodgers getting traded, which is such a huge deal. We've been building to this for three. Forget about the Jets for a second. All right, don't forget about the Jets. But just realize that we've been building towards this for 3 years. We've been building towards Aaron Rodgers wanting out of Green Bay. It's been a 3-year buildup. It's going to wind up being a Jet.
Somebody's got to give up a haul and assume the contract. How does this work?
Well, I don't think it's going to be. It depends on the money, how big the haul is. But apparently, according to some reports out there, the Jets and the Packers have agreed to compensation on a trade for Aaron Rodgers. Now they're just waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision.
Oh, well, that'll be right away then.
This is how close the Jets are to getting it. Hit refresh again. We may have news. Hit refresh again.
Hit refresh again. Hit refresh again. We got
see.
It.
Anything? Buy kibble anything? And get 50% off. No. There's no Aaron Rodgers story here.
Steve, Syracuse is actually closer to getting Patrick Ewing as their next head coach than the Jets are to get Aaron Rodgers.
You're not manifesting that in the air.
It's already out there.
Not hiring anybody from Georgetown.
You'd probably have to give up less. I'm just guessing.
I think Ewing won 12 games in the last 2 years.
At least Aaron Rodgers has been a quarterback before.
He won 12 games. He'll fit right in.
Look, it has come to what I have said it was going to come down to, and very quickly, it's come to the Jets or nobody for Aaron Rodgers. That's what it is. Look how far they've gone down this road right now. The Jets flew out to Malibu to meet with Aaron Rodgers. They met with him. The meeting went really well. The Jets have contacted the Packers twice. They have optimism a deal could happen. Reportedly, they've agreed on the compensation. Now, that's going to be depending on how much money that the Packers are willing to eat is what the compensation is going to go from the Jets to the Packers.
You really just skipped over that whole they flew out. I mean, pretty much everybody. Even a couple of secretaries, I think, were on the flight out to L.A.
It was the best. And there was paparazzi. There's pictures of Jets, Woody Johnson and Robert Sala with paparazzi pictures. That's how big a deal this is.
I heard they threw Braxton Berrios off the plane.
Hey, somebody else can let punts drop inside the 20 for them. They're paying a lot less money to. This is absolutely the closest it's been. And all I keep thinking when I tell you with the Jets or nobody is that because it's the Jets, right? Because the Jets, I always think, how is it going to wind up being nobody? How are the Jets going to screw themselves out of this, right?
That's a fair question, actually.
They've gone so far down this road that not getting him is a complete failure because nobody else is calling for Aaron Rodgers. Nobody else is in on any quarterback except the Saints and Derek Carr. Lamar Jackson, nope, don't want him. Aaron Rodgers, nope, don't want him. Boy, what are you talking about? No. They have got so far down this road that not getting him is a complete and total disaster because, you know, there's no in-between for the Jets. Okay. It's either things are great or it's absolutely awful.
Once Jameis Winston's available, there's your obvious go-to, right? It's the Jets.
Winston. Yeah, no. Listen, when this all falls apart at the last minute, I'm fully ready for the Gardner Minshew, Zach Wilson quarterback derby.
Captain Carson Wentz, Steve. Don't forget him.
I'm ready. All right, throw Carson Wentz in there. Don't say, you know, the reason he says Captain Carson Wentz because he sent
there's
me
a good
GIF
reason
of Carson Wentz in a Jets jersey with the C on it, like he's a captain. Like they're not gonna
the big C, Steve.
Come on, man. That would be the grade of the free agent signing if they signed Carson Wentz. Yeah. C. There you go. That's the grade of your free
for
agent
Carson,
signing.
C for Carson. Yeah. Yes.
So the Jets are nobody, right? And this is what I keep telling myself. Can he really pick nobody? Can he pick the disaster scenario for the Jets, right? Which is, he decides no, and the Packers don't want him, and he doesn't want to retire, and I'm just not going to pick the Jets. I'm not going to pick anything else. I'm just not going to pick the Jets. Can he really do it? And I know that it could fall apart at any moment, right? All we need is Rodgers to give the nod, and it's going to happen. That's what we're waiting for, right? That's not going to happen.
Well, if there's logic involved, that could happen.
He's going to. Why? The Jets are. We're loaded. We're ready, man. Our defense is top three. We have playmakers at running back, wide receiver. We're loaded. We're ready. All that's missing is Aaron Rodgers.
What was missing on the Packers last year?
I should have. Well, better players, a better defense. Let's see.
Including some better quarterback play.
Who's got a better roster? Who won when Jets played in Green Bay last year?
The Jets are not like the old Jets. They have improved. No. They have drafted well. Assuming health, that's an actual NFL team, and we couldn't say that a lot of years.
No, but this is, you know, how can it fall apart? And I don't see there being a way this time. Maybe this is me whistling through the graveyard, but I don't see this falling apart because it is clear that Rodgers still wants to play. If he didn't want to play, he would have gotten this. We would have gotten the sense that he's going to retire, right? He went into the darkness retreat to decide if he wants to play or not. Did he go in and say, oh, but it's only the Jets. I'm going back to the darkness retreat for 2 days? No, come on. He went into the darkness retreat, came out.
The Jets were the darkness for years.
Yes, they could be. You could be going from dark to really dark.
Well, don't forget about the last 6 weeks of the season, too.
You could be going from a room with no lights on to a black hole, right? That's how dark you could be going to the Jets. But he went to the darkness retreat, right? And he came out.
The one with the lights on that you could have on. In your room 24
exactly.
hours.
Yes. Yeah, okay. But he didn't, as far as we know, he didn't turn the lights on.
Yeah, right.
Turned out okay. If he didn't want to play, he'd have retired already.
Do we have photos? Do we have photos? You can't just throw that out there. Oh, no, no. We know he had the lights up. Maybe the cap was on his old-fashioned camera. We just don't know.
Him turning the lights on, and he's in one of those old-fashioned nightgowns where it's the one piece he's got the hat on, like when you do the night before Christmas.
Yes.
And he's ready. Yeah, going to bed. Darkness retreat. Ready to go. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, and I and my cap.
But he would have retired already, right? The biggest thing for Aaron Rodgers, why we don't have a decision now, is because he loves control. He has controlled this storyline with the Packers for 3 years. I may leave. Things are good. Well, things could be better. Things are a little bit better. Things are not. And he's been holding the Packers hostage, and LaFleur and Gutekunst and everybody there. He loves that. He has found a way. Hey, I know how to do this, and I love the news cycle, and I love trolling everybody that I have to answer to in Green Bay. He loves the control too much. Every situation with the Packers, he's controlled. If he doesn't pick the Jets to continue, it looks like he's being pushed out and he has no control. Because the Packers, we've already seen many reports they are ready to move on from him. We're ready to go. And the fact that he's actually talking to the Jets, we've agreed on compensation, we're allowing you to talk to the Jets about this, tells me they're ready to move on. And that you don't let a guy talk and figure out his own trade, you welcome him back to the team. That's not happening. The Packers have moved on. And now Aaron Rodgers either is going to retire, or he's going to be a Jet. Those are the only two choices right now. And if he retires, it looks like I'm not controlling this and I was pushed out and I have to retire. He wouldn't be going down this road with the Jets if he was going to not play. And again, you look at the money and the big contract he negotiated just a little over a year ago. He's not going to turn that money down. He's not going to do it. But whatever he does after his playing days are over, he's not going to turn that money down. He's going to be a Jet. It's going to happen. It's just going to be him waiting and I'm controlling and then I'm making the decision. Nope. How is this all coming down to it? He's making the decision, right? Because the Jets have talked to the Packers. Packers have talked to the Jets. They figured it out. Now we're waiting on Aaron. It's exactly what he wants. He's going to make a big decision. He's going to show up on Pat McAfee show or some crazy podcast about, I don't know, probably the tie shirt listens to, because it's probably about healthy food.
Is there some
conspiracy
about
theories.
Jets history? I mean, like a really short podcast about great Jets history.
It's called the Losers Pod.
History of the Jets podcast.
It's a short one.
And he's going to go on, and he's going to be wearing a Joe Namath jersey, and he's going to go, let's ride. Jets
12, yeah.
Let's
sure.
ride. Right, it's going to happen. It's not the disaster scenario. I can't see it happening because he wants to play. He wants to continue on with his career. He wants to stick it to the Packers. He wants to show that he's not done, because the narrative after this year is that he is done and he wants to go out on his own terms. He's going to want to see if he can do what Brady did, which was leave my long-term team, call the shots, go and win the Super Bowl. And no better place for me to do this than in New York. He's going. It's going to happen. It's just I'm just waiting for and hit refresh. Hit refresh. I'm just waiting for that to happen. And I'm not even going to need to hit refresh, because my phone is just going to go bzz, 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 bzz. I'm going to know
Steve,
Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. Aaron's a Jet.
Do
He's
you
Jet.
Realize how epic it's going to be when he turns down $60 million not to go to the Jets?
Yeah. That would really say everything, wouldn't it?
It's going to happen.
By the way, wasn't there an article right after the season that you just mentioned Joe Namath, who wore number 12, that Namath would be okay if Aaron Rodgers wore 12? How do they work this out?
Since you're so sure,
you're so confident.
He wore 12 the last time they were good.
Dude, it's going to be like, it'll be a WWE entrance where Aaron Rodgers is going to talk, they're going to introduce him, and suddenly you're going to hear this music swell, and you're going to look, and Joe Namath's going to be brought in on a throne, and he's going to be holding his 12 jersey folded like the American flag, and he's going to get out of the throne. They're going to help him out of the throne, obviously, because Joe Namath's on the
stage. Yeah, it's been a while, sure.
And they're going to help him out, and he's going to stand up, and he's going to hold the 12 jersey out, folded nicely. He's going to hand it to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron's going to take it, tuck it under his arm. They're going to pose for pictures. Rodgers is going to put it on, and that's going to be the picture everywhere the next day. Rodgers with his arm around Namath, both wearing 12 jerseys, and suddenly here we are. Broadway Aaron, Broadway Rodgers, whatever you want to say it's going to be. That's how it's going to go down. But I like the bit with the throne bringing Namath in. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of like the Bobby Riggs pictures when he faced Billie Jean King back in the 70s, and that was mm-hmm. the grand entrance.
Or like
right?
the way the Macho Man came out in WrestleMania 4.
I'm sure John Cena will be involved in this somehow. There'll be some sort of...
We just won't be able to see him, Steve.
And his name is John Cena! Oh, my goodness. Here comes, oh, my goodness. Look at what's happening now. And then Namath is coming. And I said, there's a man in the throne. And he's being carried into the ring. It's the Game of Thrones throne. And he's got a sword in his hand. And it's Joe Namath.
I'm guessing that Susie Culver will not be involved.
No. They're banging each other.
Yeah. No. Whoa, yeah, no, no. She's not going to get that first interview. Good that, for not going to get the, yeah. not, not going to get the first.
She
interview.
Might get the first kiss though.
Pat, yeah.
No,
well,
that's what he's going to say to Rogers.
Pat McAfee will get the first interview. I'm sure that will happen.
I think he's over Pat.
You think he might be?
Might be. He hasn't been on the show in
like
a couple
the rest
weeks.
Of the country.
I mean, if next Tuesday Lamar Jackson's in that slot doing an interview, you know he's over him. Hey, where's my phone? Like Aaron Rodgers gets on the Zoom. All right, I'm ready. You know, he's ready to go. And he can't. You are locked out of this Zoom call. Wait, what? He's just pressing the button going, the administrator
the
will let you in shortly.
The host
will let you in shortly. And then
he's got Geno Smith Tuesdays.
He's got the window on the other screen, and he sees it's Lamar or Geno talking to Pat McAfee. Or just he has Lamar into Geno, into Daniel Jones and somebody else. He can't get in on the Zoom. Oh, that'd be the best.
Daniel Jones. Now there's a quarterback in New York that's getting paid.
But
this bum good. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what's coming of his future, but boy, Daniel Jones, Super Bowl awaits.
Yeah, I like how Aaron Rodgers will be completely overpaid, but Daniel Jones is. I mean, come on. Exactly. Come on, man. Really?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers had, let's just state the obvious, a lot of great, not good, great seasons. Last year was not one of them. Do we agree on this, Jason Smith?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a great year. But if he has that year last year with the Jets are in the AFC Championship game.
Okay, I don't know about that. But they have a winning record. They're not 8-9 like the Packers.
No, no. Look, did you see how bad Zach Wilson's season was? He threw 6 touchdowns.
He's going to be even worse this year for you guys.
He threw 6. Say, Aaron Rodgers in a bad year threw 26. We would have gotten 20 more touchdowns if he and he
is that
threw
how that works?
4,000 yards.
Is that
yes.
the correct math? I'm not
yes,
sure.
Yes, that's
that.
All we need, 20 more touchdowns. I mean, that would have won us a lot more games. We would have been in the AFC title game. It would have been awesome. That's all we need from him. We don't need him to be MVP Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Just be,
what if
you know,
10
top,
touchdowns
10, top
against the Pats and then 10 more touchdowns in the road game against the Pats? And then really, it's the same against everybody. Everybody else. It doesn't make the huge difference that you're talking about.
Let's see. If he throws 10 touchdowns in 2 games against New England, I'll be fine with that. No, I'll be good with that.
The
I'll
world
okay.
of if.
Yeah, I'll be okay with that.
Well,
it's happening.
Jets fan. Needless to say.
There's nothing that can stop this. There's nothing. It's like Kevin Bacon says in A Few Good Men. Your boys are going down, Danny. Can nothing stop that now? Although, at the end, the boys
something
don't.
Something okay, did, bad. Yeah. Spoiler
yeah,
alert.
Yeah, that's a bad bad comparison because they
that's
did wind
Jets
up
that's a Jets fan speaking yeah. once again. Okay. There's Hang nothing on. That can stop this, except yeah. maybe Aaron Rodgers.
I don't see anything that could go wrong now. We're going to get him. But that's it's right. happening. It's happening.
Like you're taking 2 steps out in the street and not seeing the open manhole cover.
The Jets are lose $60 million. I'd rather lose $60 million.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. Game.
Do you think that Rodgers and Brady are like talking with each other going, okay, so you know I might have to go to the Jets here. No, I saw that. All Congratulations. Right. You're going to keep that money? Yeah, I'm going to keep that money. All right, great.
You just implied that Aaron Rodgers would be speaking to a contemporary?
Well, because he might have, because he has to, because he understands it.
I don't know about
you
this.
Know, I think we both want to be able to have our moment in the sun here.
Sure,
so, Tom, what about you? Are you close to coming back? Well, you know, I'm kind of close, and I'm thinking about the Dolphins.
No.
And yeah, but you filed your papers. Yeah, but I can still come back. That doesn't matter. Okay, so when do you think you're going to say something? Well, that's what I was going to ask you. When do you think you're going to say something?
So you don't hold all the cards, Aaron.
I don't want to do it on the same day as you. I don't want to.
It's like
the
Hall of Fame thing you've talked about. It's like, yeah, I don't want to be in the same. Class, I'll be invisible on the stage that night.
But it's also really of the two things, Rodgers would probably get more coverage because we've seen Brady retire and unretire before. We've seen it.
Oh, sure,
we've
old news.
Seen Rodgers get traded, so Rodgers would be the one.
If that conversation ever happened, Tom Brady's response would be, "I can't hear you. I have my 7 Super Bowl rings in my ears."
So I'm thinking Friday. What do you think? Monday? Well, how about you go on Friday and I go on Monday? How would that sound? Okay. See, how could I win if you win? You see what I'm saying there, Dewey? You see what I'm
saying?
And
then Brady will say, Aaron, I'll give you 10:25 Eastern time on Monday. After that, the rest of the day is mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a social media message go out at 3:45 to get both the travelers commuting on the East Coast and people hitting the early commute on the West Coast. So you can have the 4 hours before that.
Jim Gray doesn't wake up that early, so really you can have the earlier slot, and then I've got my mouthpiece.
Or you have Jim Gray, or Brady gets really mad because Aaron Rodgers books to go on with Jim Gray instead. And he's like, wait a minute, why am I not on this?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes,
so
that
Aaron,
has got to happen. Absolutely.
So, and you get to hear Jim Gray all nervous. Aaron, so what's happening?
Aaron asked Jim Gray, have you always bitten your nails? No, just nervous for this.
I mean, I do this thing with Brady. It's like the only thing I do anymore. And
a star on the Walk of Fame. Did you hear I have a star? Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Jim, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
If you pay for it, you got it.
Well, it's 10 grand to pay, but you need
more
to,
than
you
that now.
No, but you need to pay for it and be spiked. You have to get enough. I think it's like this. To get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you have to pay a certain amount of money.
Somebody
and
has to nominate you like a sponsor.
You have to be nominated and you have to get signatures. So it's kind of like you need a certain number of signatures from people to go on.
Yeah, years ago, I think this happened. Over a decade ago. Maybe two decades.
Wow. Jim Gray's got a star. I didn't know he's got a star on the Walk of Fame. Yes. And I've walked by there so many times.
Well, it's a long street, Hollywood Boulevard.
It is a long street. It is. But like, because I would go with Zoe, and she likes seeing movie stars that she's heard of and everything else. But I don't know how far do I have to go to get to Jim Gray? Like, do I have to go?
Maybe West Hollywood. Yeah.
How far east do I have to go? Do I have to like get out into like?
Well, put
Barstow?
It this way: I don't think they got a crowbar out and took Tom Cruise's away. You know,
okay.
I think some spots are kind of. There, you know.
All right, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know how far.
But yes,
oh, I'm in
people
Vegas.
Probably
yeah,
don't
there's
realize
a Jim Gray
it.
One.
Oh, they have their own Walk of Fame actually in front of MGM. But yeah, people don't realize you have to actually pay for it because there's maintenance involved.
Yeah, it's you know, because you can't just, you have to, you know, you have to clean it and everything else.
Sure.
Yeah, you got to do all that stuff. But that is a thing now, because no matter how far we keep going, we can't get away from the Tom Brady is going to return to play in the NFL rumor. It just won't die, and it's gathering steam.
It's his fault.
Of course it is. And the latest of it was earlier today when former Patriots quarterback Scott Zolak, who's an analyst for him as well, went on 98.5 The Sports Hub and talked about how, hey, a lot of things are happening and Brady could be coming back. And I know that there's interest with the Dolphins, and he goes on a whole big thing. But then he says something really interesting. All right. Now this whole rant from Scott Zolak was about a minute or so long. Why are you doing this? Why Brady? Why this? Why this? But then he gets into a couple of really interesting things because he's trying to connect the dots between Brady and the Miami Dolphins.
Cheers. I know his handlers have moved to Miami. It's built for him. Looking at private schools for his kids. Ugh. And Coward talks about the San Francisco offense.
So there it is.
He wouldn't be the first celebrity wanting to live in South Florida, just for the record.
No. And then the whole thing, the soundbite there at the end was about the San Francisco offense. It's not in San Francisco. It's San Francisco offense run McDaniel, out of Miami and McDaniel. His handlers have moved to Miami, and he's looking at private schools. There continues to be these hints that are dropped that Brady is coming back. And this is why I tell you, look, there's nobody that's been able to read what's going on with Brady better than I have the last couple of years, because Brady drops clues and you just don't, people just don't get them, right? And I don't mean the Jim Boeheim, hey, I retired a few days ago and nobody saw it. No.
Yeah, you're Brady the one that's clueless. Clues. Yeah.
Brady drops clues, and it's just up to us to follow them, because it's not like he tries to hide what's going on, right? Just think about this. Why Brady returning, and I'll tell you exactly how we can come back. Follow me, because I've been right about it all along.
So we're looking for the popcorn on the ground, like the Brady Bunch episode in Hawaii,
right? Oh, when
they
found him and Vincent Price. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Sure.
The kids were lost on vacation.
Right? Like, he's not starting at Fox until 2024. Why? Right? I feel like
he's not good yet.
I feel like the Brian Windhorst team. Now, why is this happening, right? Why is this happening? Like, why? Why not start this year? You need a year to get good, really? You're going to study and go through. You're going to watch Tony Romo go, Jim.
That's right.
Jim.
That's the answer. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't want to become that.
Is Brady going to practice Kevin for Kevin Burkhardt? Kevin. Hey, Kev. Hey, K-Man. Hey, Special K. Hey, K. Hey, Delivery K. Hey, Special K. Hey, K. Kev. Hey, Kev. Kev-Man.
He's going to actually try and learn the craft.
Right? Why is he not starting until 2024?
Bingo.
Why? Because he wants to play. Why did Tom Brady retire on a beach on a weekday morning? On a random at why? Why did he do that? Why did he? You only get one retirement. Didn't really have that. Didn't have one bigger. Didn't have. You didn't go and have a big retirement ceremony and have people bringing you stuff. What do you mean you only get one and you retire on a weekday in the morning? Why is that? If you're really retired, that's how you retire? No. When he's asked about retirement questions now, he still evades them, because all he'd have to do is say, "Guys, I'm retired. That's it. I'm not doing it." You've had these rumors come out the last couple of days, and how did Brady respond to it? "Guys, how do I have time for football when I just adopted this sweet kitten? Like, hey, look, don't pay attention to this kitten. Don't worry about me trying to figure out my way back to the NFL." Like, all he's got to do is say, "Guys, I'm done. I'm absolutely done," and nobody will call. It's over. But he won't do it, because he still wants to play. He wants to do it if the opportunity is there. But he's learned from last time that it might not be. And this is the genius of Brady. When you now take everything into account, all the clues that he's dropped, this is how to make sense of Brady's comeback plan. Why retire when he did, right? He saw what happened the last time he was going to change teams. He thought, "I can go anywhere I want to," right? Coming off the Patriots, my Hall of Fame career. And who did he have as suitors? The Chargers were in it a little bit, and Tampa Bay. Now, he got lucky, went to Tampa Bay. They were ready to go. He won the Super Bowl, went back to the playoffs a year after. But he thought, "I'm going to go anywhere I want to. I can go to Miami. I can go here. And it was suddenly two teams. So, oh boy, he remembers that. So he wasn't going to stand around in the whole off season waiting to make his decision and make it seem like nobody wants you, so I have to retire. Just like Aaron Rodgers, he wants to seize control of the moment. And I'm not going to be the guy that sits out there, "There's no news about Brady. Hey, don't keep asking me. No, he makes the decision to retire right away, knowing full well, hey, I retired last year. And so if I come out of retirement again, what are people going to say, right? Now it's my thing. No one's talking about Favre retiring and I'm retired. Now it's my thing that I'm retiring and I'm back. And it's a fun thing for the rest of my career.
Like he's
a boxer.
I've
retired before. Yeah, I've retired before and I've come back. So people know that's going to happen. He can do it again. And this is where the best part is. If the interest is there from another team, whether it's Miami or somebody else, I come out of retirement and I play. If not, I stay retired, and there's no harm done to my reputation. No one says, Brady, look at Brady. He was waiting to hang out there, and nobody wanted him. The Texans didn't want him. None of the bottom feeders wanted him. The Lions didn't want him. Look at that. The Jets didn't even want him, and they'd have loved him. No, he retires right away to control the narrative of I'm retired. And if something comes up and he can't strike a deal with the team, guys, I'm retired. I don't know what's going on here. I told you I was retired. Here I am. Here's cat videos. Well, I don't know what you want from me. But if it comes out and I can go play and Miami's ready for me and they want to move Tua, I can come out of retirement and do it. He filed his retirement papers. That does not stop him from coming back playing this year. Nothing stops him from doing that. You can come back and still play. So this is how you know it's still there, and this is how Brady does it. He's always wanted to continue to potentially play. He just wanted to control the narrative just in case the interest level in him is low, because he saw it last year, and now maybe this time the interest level could be even a little bit lower because he's not coming off a great career. He's coming off a down year where people are wondering, do I still have it? Do I not? I'm not sure.
Well, the team
was
down.
He controls it all.
I see the logic in some of this. And yes, he is, because he's Tom Brady, in a position to look around and say, man, who could make the playoffs with me as quarterback? And yeah, it seems like he would be an improvement. For starters, he actually plays most every game, every year, his whole long career. But I do believe that he's done. And it's not because he was bad last year. He started every game and was still single digits in interceptions last year. Tom Brady can still play football. He had his passing yards per game about 275 a game. That's the kind of number he had 4 or 5 years ago with New England. I just don't see him being with one team for 20 years and then three teams in the last 5 years.
Yeah, but this is also, it's also a new age. It's a new time in the NFL where everything he does, you know, sets a new trend or does something new. Yeah, I go to two different teams here at the end. I go from Tampa Bay. I go someplace else. People don't care about that. Look at LeBron. Yeah, LeBron. LeBron's on his third team. Actually, if you count going back to the Cavaliers, yes, and then leaving, and he may not even finish with the Lakers. Maybe he goes back to Cleveland at the end and plays with Bronny for a year.
But that's not the last 5 years.
Teams,
that is his
right,
career.
But it's still, just changing. You know, just because he's changing teams, you don't always have to do it at the very end. Like Shaq did that at the end. I think he changed teams every 8 games. But it's not that, it's not as big a stigma anymore to somebody, because Brady went to the Bucs and he won the Super Bowl. So now he would go someplace else.
Well, with a good defense, yes.
Right. If he had gone to the Bucs and the Bucs had underachieved and Brady was good, it would be, boy, here he is just trying to keep it going, right? The good times were over with New England. He went to Tampa. It didn't work. Now he's going to try someplace else. Instead, it's, oh, hey, wait, the magic fairy dust worked with the Patriots for about 20 years, worked with the Bucs for a couple of years. Now it may work with us. It's a little bit different because he won the Super Bowl.
I just don't see him still playing. It's not that, you're right, he can unretire, and you're right, he can pick another team. And yes, Miami, it is a possibility if he's picking another team. But a person looking at schools for his kid in the state of Florida doesn't mean he's going to play in that part of the state of Florida.
All right.
Doesn't mean
we'll
he's going to play.
All the other clues, not starting Fox. Why is that? I feel like Brian Windhorst.
Because he's never done this before. That's a smart move. He should be applauded for that.
Why is this? Why is
it? The opposite of Romo.
Why is this? Why is this?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
And don't think I don't notice, Tyshirt, that you play this song just a little bit louder than all the other songs. And I got to talk really loud to talk over it.
It's greatness.
It's not a great song.
What did you just say?
It's not. There we go. Oh.
You wear it well, though.
It's not. That's a different song. You wear it well as you wear Elder Bar.
Just like the Kings are wearing the Knicks right now.
It's halftime. Fears that you just said that's not a great song, even though it's been on the radio for years.
Exactly.
It's an okay song. Tyshirt's of the opinion, it's a top five song of all time.
They don't play okay songs on repeat for 40 years.
They play okay songs on the radio all the time. Are you kidding?
It's a great song.
There's a station that plays the Chargers theme song all the time.
Sorry. That's a good song. Of course, nobody plays this anymore because it says San Diego in it.
San Diego. I used to love that when Berman would
3 years
highlight.
In a row, 6-10. When the hell are we going to win again? That one? That was it, right, Steve? The only ones roaring were the cheerleaders scoring or something?
Came out during the Air Corps Yell Day.
Yeah.
Whenever the Chargers on primetime, when there would be, you know, they would always play the late game, and the highlight would be one of the last ones that aired in primetime. And it would be like if the Chargers were coming back, they were behind in the game, and Brimo just would sit there and just start singing the song, San Diego Superchargers. Yes. And it's Stan Humphries, and it's complete San Diego.
Well, he's a closet Charger fan.
Superchargers.
He says he's a Bills fan, but he's a Charger fan.
Yeah, well, he picks the Bills and the Niners every year at Super Bowl 77. Bills and the Chargers. It's going to happen. The Toronto Bills against the Greater Inland Empire Chargers, who have moved once again.
He kept picking Niners because he wants to keep showing that clip of him on the field in San Francisco in the playoff game. Okay, we got it. It was 40 years ago, for crying out loud.
But the guy built SportsCenter.
He did, dude. I got
that doesn't mean. That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, and now you're on streaming. What are you saying?
San Diego Super. Now, I want to think about this for a second.
I have something to think about. You asked me to keep refreshing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any Aaron Rodgers? Is there Aaron Rodgers
news? This is
news?
The
Aaron
latest thing that refreshed.
Okay.
Longtime NBA reporter Mark Spears. Knicks say Jalen Brunson will not return to tonight's game due to a sore foot.
Aww. He's got 19 at halftime. We're getting killed.
Yeah, and you're down by 19.
No, we're down by 16. Oh, he's the only guy having a big night right now.
It's over. It's a final.
So that's enough.
There goes the next season.
Now Julius Randle is hurt. Well, this just means more minutes for Emmanuel Quickly. That's all we need. He's got no points in 10 minutes.
Brunson.
He's going to finish. No, but that means Quickly will get Brunson's minutes at guard.
Yeah, but the season's over.
No, but I think the sentence you said was Randle's hurt. We're not saying that.
No. Brunson's hurt. quickly, listen, don't put that out there.
No,
you put it.
Rewind.
You just didn't understand. I said quickly is going to get Brunson's minutes.
No, yeah. Steve gave you a real update, and you're making up stuff now.
That's San Diego Superchargers. Now,
that's Hall of Famer Don Coryell you're referencing there.
That is Air Coryell. Yeah. I loved Air Coryell.
It's one of the best offenses still that I've ever seen in the NFL.
Oh, and they couldn't win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
It's amazing. They kept drafting
offense and not defense.
The Jets are wondering what an offense is.
They were ahead of their time, and I'm saying good things about the Chargers, Forsberg, so blank you. They were ahead of their time by years, and they couldn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they had a chance to draft Mike Singletary. they just kept drafting offense.
Hey, wait, we got to play in Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game. Isn't it minus 50? Yep.
That's right.
Got to go play that game.
The football's going to be like a rock. We're not going to be able to do anything.
All right, I guess we'll play it. But I was thinking about this right now because I just got to this point. Not that it's about me, but I think about this. Is that...
No, it's about you.
No. Did I have to lose Boeheim to get Aaron Rodgers?
Well, you didn't get him yet. How so?
Is this like a Thanos Soul Stone thing? Like, you know, Thanos had to say goodbye to what he loved the most, and he pushed Gamora off the cliff to get the Soul Stone so he could...
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, spoiler.
Steve, last time I checked, Aaron Rodgers is not a Jet, correct?
Right.
That is correct.
But it's close. The Jets are the Jets.
Is it, though?
The Jets say there is growing optimism.
And you're going to believe the Jets? You're going to believe the Jets?
And there are reports that the Jets and the Packers have agreed on compensation. They're waiting for Rodgers to say yes. It's as close
as
it can
be. He's not going to say yes.
So before, he's got to pull the trigger.
Exactly. Right. But did I have to lose Boeheim to get Rodgers? Because Thanos had to push Gamora off the cliff, and then he got the Soul Stone.
Then you just cost Disney
millions.
Then the Red Skull came down and gave him the Soul Stone. He left the Matrix and he gave him the Soul Stone. So is that what? Like, did I have to lose Boeheim and now the path is clear for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, first and foremost, in and of itself, Syracuse is all the better for quote losing Boeheim. Are you with me on this one? Yeah, that's right. I'm getting Ewing.
You're not
okay,
getting
maybe
Ewing.
They're not. Not maybe they're Ewing. Not better off.
We're not getting Ewing.
That's
hey,
right.
Going to the Big East. Bad last couple of days for the Big East. Boeheim gets pushed out and Ewing gets fired. That's a bad day right there. Woo.
Now, you agree. I see, you've talked about Syracuse before.
Oh, yeah,
it's been a long time coming. Yeah,
he cried last night, Steve, like a little baby.
It's sad. And I'm optimistic.
Not really.
Like I said last night, it's not that sad at this point. No, it's sad. No, you know what's sad?
It's like if this with Aaron Rodgers took place every offseason for another 4 years. Then he finally retired. It wouldn't be sad at that point.
Okay, no, that's not sad. What's sad is the way it was handled for a guy that's got a career we're never going to see again.
No, what's sad is only one championship won in 47 years.
That's one more. You're wrong. Where'd you go to school, Frostburg? He is part of that reason.
Didn't
you go to the DeVry Institute of Technology, Frostburg? You didn't even win a tournament. You even made one. What's sad, because we're never going to see a guy have that career again.
It's a Trump University. Years. Didn't he play for Trump University?
Because nobody's going to let mediocrity go
for
47 years.
They just got so tired of winning. They won so much, they got tired of it.
Okay, mediocrity
is not a word. It was on the bumper stickers. Yeah.
But
it is now.
No, but the way it went down is awful for a guy of that stature to be pushed out to say, I retired, but then I didn't retire. Do you want to come back? I didn't say that. And the same day that Boeheim gets pushed out, they announce the next head coach. You couldn't wait a day for it. It's just awful. It's just awful that after 47 years, this is how it goes down between the brass at Syracuse and the chancellor and Boeheim.
Yeah, well,
it's just so sad. I'm so upset that's how it went down.
This isn't the Penn State situation. But I will say what goes around comes around. If you've just been a nicer guy in so many instances where it wouldn't have killed you to be so, maybe you wouldn't have ended like this.
So you're saying the guy's a jerk.
Yeah. We had the interview last night we played back when he came on for my birthday, and he was incredibly nice.
Oh, he made fun of Jason pretty
good,
Steve.
What about the rest of the country that did not attend Syracuse University?
Hey, Boeheim was the rock star of rock star head coaches in college basketball.
Really? More than Coach K?
Well, Coach K's not coaching anymore.
And is Boeheim coaching anymore?
No, but Boeheim was coaching
more than Mick Cronin. Come on.
He was Boeheim, and Mike Krzyzewski, and for a little bit,
Boeheim's been an afterthought for years. Right? He's not a rock star in 2023.
If you said to any college basketball fan,
his recruits weren't born the last time he won the title.
That's many. You know how many guys have won the title in the last 15 years? Not that many.
He's not a rock star.
Yes, of course he's a rock star.
Nationally? Yes, no way. You know why?
Here's how I prove my point. If you asked any college basketball fan, say, okay, who's your head coach? They say the name of their head coach. Give me a name of another head coach in college basketball. Boeheim's the first name.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. Sure
it is. It is to you.
Wow.
It's to anybody. Everybody knows Boeheim. Everybody knows him.
They know
Everybody
Buddy Boeheim. Does.
They the little buddy type. They know. Of course, they know Boeheim. He was he was for a long time. It was him and Krzyzewski and Calipari. They were the guys that pushed college basketball. Boeheim
Steve,
was the guy
you know why
always,
he has 1,000 wins?
He was the guy always
because he coached
news.
For 47 years.
Yeah, because when you win for 47 years, it's okay. The last decade, not that great, but the 37 before were pretty good.
37.
And we still had 2 Final Fours in the last decade. Just you know, nothing in the last 7. And
5 Final Fours in 47 years is not good.
Yeah, that's 5 more than lots of people. That's 5 more than lots of people.
That's what the banner should say. 5 more than lots of people.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, he's got the second most wins ever, 5 Final Fours,
he's
a national
been there
championship.
Forever.
And you don't get to coach if you stink. What do you think this
years,
is? The
yeah.
Jets, they just let anybody coach for as long as they want to? Come on, man. You got to win games if you're going to stay coaching.
One thing that I've brought up before, for people that don't realize how long Jim Boeheim was at Syracuse, if you look at the film of the Final Four of literally John Wooden's last game.
It was silent
game,
film, right?
it was literal film. Video hadn't been created yet. That's how old it was. The 1975 Final Four included, you can see Jim Boeheim at his
Charlie Chaplin was playing point guard.
On the Syracuse bench the same weekend, the same Final Four in San Diego where John Wooden was still an active coach. That's how long.
47 years. I was 5 years old. And Syracuse hired Jim Boeheim to be their head coach.
And you got one title out of it.
He was a legend when I got there in 1988. And he was had only been there for 12 years. This is 35 years later, man. I mean, come on. The guy's been there he's been a high-profile coach for that
long. Yes, absolutely. He's been a high-profile coach. He is a local legend. But to say in 2023 he is a rock star is ridiculous.
He is why was his retirement front page news yesterday?
Because
everybody
half the people that work at the channel that's
everybody
also in the state
knows.
Of New York also went to Syracuse.
No, stop. Everybody knows. Everybody knows Boeheim. I'm sorry, but everybody knows Boeheim. Everybody does. The average basketball fan say, hey, who's the head coach of Syracuse? Jim Boeheim. Who's the head coach of UCLA? Steve Lavin.
Yeah, that's Mick Cronin.
Lavin's still there? Lavin's still there, right?
No, your definition of rock star isn't.
Is Walt Hazard?
It's
Walt
an
Hazard's
odd
still there?
Thing. You're just saying. How long
because
you're around?
He's some
rockstar
always
means you're still rocking it, not that you are limping to the finish line, which is what he did in his career.
Steve, all this says is just
sport,
what a sorry university Syracuse is.
In a sport in which has become a one-month-a-year sport, Boeheim was the guy that continued to make headlines throughout the year, saying things after games, and he was someone that you always he stirred the pot for drinks. He stirred the pot. He was everything. I mean, no, Mike Krzyzewski never said anything. Calipari once in a while would say something.
Coach K never said anything.
Whether it was why are we playing the ACC championship in Greensboro? Whether it's Wake Forest is paying for all their players? All these things. This Boeheim's the guy saying this, right? That's a rock star head coach. In college, when people know who you are in college basketball because of what you say, and
a rock star head coach is not 10-10 in conference for 10 straight years. That's not a rock star.
That's an actual stat.
That's it. Listen, they haven't played well, but it doesn't diminish his accomplishments and his stature.
No, it does not. He's had a superb career, and he's a local legend and always will be. I mean that, always. But to say in 2023 he's a national rock star is ridiculous.
National rock star. National rock star.
Okay, this is from the same voice who's talking about the Jets winning the Super Bowl this year.
Listen, Guns N' Roses is from Indiana. They're not an Indiana band. Everybody knows, the whole world knows Guns N' Roses.
Because they're actually good.
Frostburg, your college has. I don't even think your college has athletics.
This has nothing to do with me.
I don't think
this isn't personal.
You want to make fun of Syracuse?
That the guy you bow down to is not as good as you think he is.
Boeheim's no good. The Jets are no good. The Mets are no good. The Knicks are no good. You got to have something different.
What's the Knicks score at Steve? What's the score?
Yeah, well, that's
get to
fill down
for
trend, so they're not very good.
I'm just saying, when you go 18-14 or even 20-14, you get 6 absolute gimme wins at the beginning of the season. So you're a 500 club, including the 10-10 in conference, which is pretty much every year for the last decade for Syracuse.
Okay, first of all, we're not going to what's trending till the Knicks make the game closer. Number two.
Well, we're never going to trending.
How many teams have two Final Fours in the last 10 years? How many? We have two.
Yeah,
okay. We have two. Go back the last 10 years. How
that
many teams have been to two
that
finals?
Makes you a rock star.
That's
I guess.
Pretty good.
So
man.
When the Marlins That's won two World good. Series, they were the rock stars of Major
That's
League Baseball.
Good. Well, how many years apart? Well, it was 7 years apart for them.
Yeah,
right?
It's two and 10 years. The Marlins great, right? were not the rock stars at any point in their history
because
of Major League Baseball.
Because there were other
baseball.
Bigger rock stars because baseball was a bigger sport that was much bigger, that had more
definition.
Stars in it. College basketball doesn't have that many stars, Steve. That's my point. It's not that Boeheim is far and above the Madden crowd of, hey, there's all these huge guys coast to coast everybody knows. There's guys nobody knows. There's guys nobody knows. No
Plenty,
one. No
yeah.
one. You, hey, Gonzaga, Mark Few, I think now is the second highest most tenured coach or third most hired tenured coach behind Tom Izzo. Nobody knows him. Nobody knows what he does. Oh, it's Mark Few, Gonzaga head coach. Mark Few, that's great.
Huggins is
nobody.
More of a rock star than Boeheim.
No, but oh, come on. He hasn't made news in like 10 years. Bob Huggins, come on.
Bill Self?
This is a sport. This is a sport.
Hall of
well,
fame.
Come on. Well,
Patino?
Bill Self. Yeah, Patino's coaching Iona. He's
I don't still think, a bigger rock star.
He's coaching Iona. I don't even think they play in a gym. I think they play on the. I think they play on the. I think they play in the street.
No.
You know? Come on.
The blacktop, really?
Hey, big crowd here at the schoolyard today. And it literally is a schoolyard.
And everybody's standing waiting for sixth period.
the bake sale will be after school then now that Iona has a game. Everybody wave hi to Rick Pitino. Is coming on here coaching the...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.